Das Chazal sagt, nicht, was ich sage, aber wenn Yehudim sagt, dass Yehudim darf mem dalet. Fragt die Gemara, how can the Mishnah say that the one mixing the blood stood on the fourth row of stones in the Heichal? The Pasuk says, no one's allowed to be in the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yehuda said, the Mishnah means he was on the fourth row of stones from the Heichal, but in the Azara. Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, v'chal adam lo yiyah b'oyel moyed, we would think this means that no one may even be in the Azara when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, maybe even in the Azara. The Pasuk therefore says, b'oyel moyed. We would think this only applies to Mishkan Shila. The Pasuk therefore says, b'kodesh. We would think that it only applies when the Ketores is being brought. The Pasuk therefore says, b'voyel lechaper. To teach it even applies when during the placement of the blood. We would think that it only applies on his way in. The Pasuk therefore says, Ad Seisai. The Pasuk says, V'chiper badu v'ad beis v'ad kol kal Yisrael. This teaches that his kapara comes before the kapara of his family, which comes before that of the Kehanim, which comes before that of the rest of the Yidden. Shekhmer, why do we think that it only comes that it only applies to the time of the Ketores? Rava said, we would think that it only applies at the time when the Kapara is happening for all of Klal Yisrael, which happens at the Ketores. Where do we find that the Ketores brings Kapara? The Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel said, the Ketores brings a Kapara for Lashon Hara. So we see that it does bring a Kapara. A Mishnah says, not only must the Heichal be vacated during the Ketores and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but even the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach also has to be vacated at that time as well. Rabbi Lazar said, that area must be vacated only during the Ketores of the Heichal, not during the Ketores of the Kodesh Kodeshim. Rather, the Bryce says the difference in the need to vacate is that the Heichal must be vacated during the Ketores and not during the Ketores, presumably referring to the time of the blood applications, and the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach must only be vacated during the Ketores. Presumably, the Bryce refers to the Ketores of the Kodesh Kodeshim, and therefore is problematic according to the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, and for the Gemara, the Bryce is referring to the Ketores done in the Heichal. If this is true, the Brash should say the difference between the two places is that the Heichal must be vacated for the Ketores of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the area outside only needs to be vacated for the Ketores of the Heichal. But I said, this is actually what the Brash means to say, that the Heichal needs to be vacated at all times of Ketores, but the area outside does not need to be vacated during the Ketores of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only during the Ketores of the Heichal. Why doesn't the Brice also mention that the Heichal must be vacated during the blood applications of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and of the Heichal, and the area outside needs only to be vacated during for the applications in the Heichal? Rava says, it's all for the same reason, and therefore considered as if it's mentioned by mentioning the Ketores, we're mentioning sort of this difference as well. Zachtimar, the Brisa says that the Heichal and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach must be vacated during the Avoida of the Par Kohen HaMashiach, the Par Helam Dover, and the Seir Avodes Kechavim. Rabbi Pedos explains, this is learned from Gzeir Shavah from the Yom Kippur Avoida. Rather, Rabbi Hava says, from the Brisa we can see that the different areas of the Azari have different levels of Kedusha Deraisa. Because if not, why would the Rabbanon only say to vacate the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach and not the entire Azara? It must be that the area has a higher level of Kedusha. Gemara says, no, maybe that the Rabbanon were only Geyser in that area because there's nothing separating that area from the Heichal. And one may mistakenly enter, which is also deraisa. However, the rest of the Azara is separated by the Mizbeach. If you walk straight, you're prevented from going into the Heichal because you'll bump into the Mizbeach. And therefore, there's less of a risk entering the Heichal, and therefore the Rabbanon didn't feel the need to be Geyser over there. Rava said we can learn from the Braisa that the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Heichal are equal, because if the area of the Ulam itself was only Gzeira, the Rabbanon would not make a Gzeira on top of that to vacate the area beyond the Ulam as well. The Gemara says, it may be that the Ulam and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is one Kedusha, but the Heichal is a higher level of Kedusha. Therefore, the Gzeira of the Ulam and the area beyond the Ulam between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is actually all one Gzeira. The Mishnah said, "B'chol yom ha'yachaitim shel kesef." Every day they use a silver shovel so as not to ruin the more expensive golden shovel. The Mishnah said, "B'ha'yom chaitim shel zav uva ha'yom machnas." Why did they allow a golden shovel to be used on the fire on Yom Kippur? My answer is so as not to make the Kohen Gadol have to do an extra step and thereby tire him out. The Mishnah said, "B'chol yom b'shel arba'as kavim b'chulu." A bright says one kav would spill over in the transfer and it would be swept into the stream of the water that went through the Azara. Another bright says that two kavim spilled over. If Chisda says that follows Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Breike, who says it was transferred to a shovel of only two kavim. Rashi says it may even follow Rabbi Yosi, who says that the shovel of a saw was a saw of the midbar, which measured five kavim, and was poured into a shovel of three kavim. Just that means that two kavim would be there to spill over. Nisha said bechol yoyim. A Bryce explains every day the shovel had thick sides, and on Yom Kippur the shovel had thin sides. The Mishnah said, this is Mer explains this was done so that the Kohen Gadol could carry it by placing the handle under his arm to help out so he shouldn't get again tired. A Bryce says the Yom Kippur shovel was also different in that it had a ring that made noise, so he can make noise as he's walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mishnah said, "Bechol yoyim haye zahava yoroik." Rav Chisda said, "There are seven types of gold. There's regular gold. There's what we call good gold. Both of these are stated in Pesukim. There's Ofir gold from Ofir. There's Mufaz gold, which shines like pearls. There's Shochut gold, which can be spun like thread. There's what we call closed gold, meaning when this is available for sale, all other stores close up. There's Parvayim gold, the color of an ox's blood, meaning red gold like a rose gold." Rav Ashi said, "Those are the seven." Rav Ashi said, "There are only five types of gold, and each of the five have regular quality and good quality." Mara says that a Braisa says that the rose gold used for the Yom Kippur shovel was made of the Parvayim gold.